Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, everybody. You tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. The show was Flash Talks Cash. We're about money. Making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flesh Fleming, with my co-host, Andrew, my son in cyberspace, Newman.
I'm not in cyberspace, I'm on the phone.
Oh, well, to me, it's cyberspace. I can't see you.
And, I'm sorry you can't see me. I know you like to see me every week.
I like to see you, Andrew. And so Andrew is calling in today, and he's going to be even more excitable from the telephone. I can feel the vibe through the...
Luckily, I'm not on a payphone. You know, the times have changed. I'm sitting on my cell phone and outdoors.
Yeah.
I'm doing two of my favorite things at the same time. I'm smoking a cigarette and talking to you, Mom.
He does these things to torture me. So, and then we have our illustrious Joey G in the booth, our engineer today.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. The show is broadcast live every Thursday from the back of Roberta's restaurant in downtown Bushwick, or Bushwick Heights. We haven't decided. And we stream live every Thursday from 4:30 to 5. And if you can't catch us while we're streaming live, you can download a free podcast through iTunes, or you can get any show. All episodes are archived on the website. So listen to us all the time, anytime. Today's show is about desperate housewives' finances. So we're talking about the ladies. We're talking about women. That would be people of my gender, Drew and Joe. And I'm going to teach you something. I bet you know, you guys don't even know where we come from when it comes to finances.
So you don't even need me here today. Huh?
Well, you do, because I want you, A, to learn something, and B, to help.
Do you want me to give you the male perspective on what?
No,
is that really
I want you to be a well-educated, considerate young man who's going to say, wow, that's pretty unfair, and what can I do to help the disparity? That's what I ultimately would like.
Okay, I don't know if I'm going to learn that today, but we can try. Let's go.
Well,
let's try this out. Joe, you think you're going to learn anything today?
He's going to try.
I will probably
learn
something.
He's an open-minded young man. And
he's open-minded. I think I'm a little older than Joe, so I'm not so young
anymore.
I think my mind's closing up.
But certainly...
Yeah, fresh.
Certainly opinionated and judgmental, too. Okay, so it all starts with this. First of all, it started in World War II. You heard the story of Rosie the Riveter. They needed women to fill the jobs because all the men were overseas fighting in the big World War II. And the women went out and volunteered and worked. And they asked the government asked the employers to be fair and pay the women a fair wage, just like they would if they were men doing the work. Guess what? They didn't do that. Surprise.
Okay, why would you?
Surprise. Well, why not? They're doing the same job men were doing prior to the war. So then to add insult to injury, they were pushed out of the jobs when the men came back from overseas and said, okay, girls, you can go back home now and bake apple pies.
Well, it's men's job to work. Women's job is at home.
Okay, so here Andrew's going to take that position, so he's really just going to torture me for today. Okay, so after that, in the 50s through the 60s, the disparity for women was pretty wide, the pay between men and women, so much so that, did you know, I bet you guys don't even know this, the classified ads in the newspaper were segregated between male and female, and they had jobs that listed men for men only, and they had jobs that listed for women only.
Did not know that.
And they would be identical jobs. They would be...
Really? Because I think women have certain skill sets that they're better at than men.
Yeah. But
and,
I'm talking about jobs that are identical, but under the male section, they were paying higher wages than under the female section. You know, if you went into a union shop, right, the wage, the pay, that's the one place where the disparity wasn't as great, but it still went on there. But yes, there were male classifieds and female classifieds. And back in the 50s up until the early 60s, the disparity was about 60 cents to a dollar. Women made 60 cents for every dollar a man made. And we're talking doing the same work, okay?
Are you sure it's the same work?
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm going to explain some of the differences. But yeah, I'm talking about, you know, you're working in a manufacturing plant. You're on the line, the assembly line, and that's what happens. That's what happens. Yeah, you guys are so, you can't believe that, but that's what actually happened. Okay.
I have a hard time believing a woman can do the same job a man can.
Oh, Drew. No. Okay. Well, we're even to talk about that too. But now comes along 1963, and they pass a law. They had to make a law called the Equal Pay Act because it was so blatant that women were getting the short end of the stick. So they passed a law. It didn't really, I guess it did some good, but you know,
can work your way around laws.
So they had to pass a law. And of course, the employers had to explain why they were paying in different rates for men and women. And then if they explained it well enough, they didn't get charged illegal. They weren't illegal. Okay. So it's kind of a crazy law. Okay. But it did help the wage gap through the years. In 63, it started and it went through. Up to 2008, the disparity is about 77 cents for every dollar. So we've made some strides.
No,
yes. Yes, that's why you guys need to hear this.
Where do these wage disparities happen?
All over the country.
In union fields?
Well, not necessarily in union at Mako, but it happens all over the country in management jobs, in factory jobs,
teachers get the same wages no matter what.
But there are some explanations for it. Let me give you, in fairness, there are explanations for it because you're looking at a pool of women from 18 to 64. The older women generally are not equal to the men. They don't have the same work history because they've taken time off and so forth. So they say, okay, let's wait till the older women come out of the workforce. Now, the women from the age of 40-something and below generally have had equal opportunity, have gone to college, the same setup that the men do.
Exactly. So I don't know what you're talking about.
At that point,
older people.
When they exclude the women, the disparity does drop, okay? But it's
exactly.
still
so
not even.
What are you talking about here? You're talking about older women.
No.
My old people.
No, no, no. Okay, so let me give you some facts regarding the current wage.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
The
Let's
current
hear what you got.
Wage disparity. Okay, I'm going to read you some numbers. Okay, it's mind-boggling. Okay, women. I'm talking about today. Okay, nowadays. Say, let's the past few years. Women with college degrees or higher. Start out, their median salary, $31,900. The men, and I'm talking age 22, the men, $40,800. That's going on right now. Now.
Really?
Really?
I can't believe that.
Of course you can. That's what I wanted you to learn about this.
No way.
I wanted you to learn about this. I wanted you to be aware of it, and I want you to say, this is not fair. That's the point of this. The
I
whole
have a question.
Thing.
So wait, you place an ad in the paper, right? Just arbitrary. You place an ad in the paper for a sales rep or something, right?
Yes.
If a woman walks in the door, you offer a 30% less than what you offer a man, is what you're telling me.
Yep. Yep.
How do you get away with that? That's not possible.
Well, I feel like what we have to take in consideration here is the types of jobs that women are taking and versus
fair.
The types
that's
of jobs.
The
that's
thing.
Fair too.
I
so,
feel, yeah.
Yes, in the old days, women and still today tend to take the lower paying jobs. But now I'm comparing, Joe, I'm comparing apples and apples. They have
no,
done studies. No, I'm telling you additional information. They have done studies where they take into consideration the same GPA, similar college background, you know, that you went to, if you went to Harvard, you're going to compare somebody.
Can you talk about job to job, not person to person?
No. Listen, let me, they're taking the genders and they're taking the same pool of candidates that go for these jobs and land in these jobs, and they're still finding 12% disparity. 12%. You and I graduate from the same school. We graduate from Notre Dame University, and we're both marketing majors, and we both go work for Procter & Gamble. Chances are you're going to make 12% more than me. They're going to offer you a better starting salary.
How?
That's how
that
it
makes
goes.
No sense.
Well, I am so glad that you are confounded by this because you boys need to know that women don't get paid the same rate as men do all across the board.
That seems ridiculous. I can't wrap my head around that idea. You're telling me that when a woman walks in the door and says, I want this job in marketing, and a man walks in the door and says he wants the same job, they're going to offer the man the job at a 40%.
Absolutely. It happens every single day of the week. Every single day of the week. And it does. So now, with that, okay, so now you got to get over that because we're going to move on beyond that. Beyond that is, unfortunately, when you start out at a lower rate and the man starts to, and you compound this over a 30-year career or 40-year career, guess what happens to the man's career path, to the woman's career path? It's just dramatically different. Also, comes into play, very common. It's the typical route that women take. They may take some time off to have families. They may take some time off or cut back because of family obligations. And that then starts the path to even wider disparity. Is it fair? No, it's not fair.
Why is it not fair?
Well, it's not fair because...
You gotta work the same amount of time.
But you know, men can jump in and do more. They don't see men as being on the mommy track. They treat them differently, okay?
Well, it's more expensive to hire a woman.
Well, what, for disability insurance? Give me a break. So there...
Well, you also have the lost work. Like, say you have a woman who goes out on maternity leave for 3 months of the year, you know, and does that two times in 5 years.
Yeah.
You're losing production right there.
Yes, you're losing production, but you might be gaining... Again, women do jobs differently than men, and, you know, they may come back and they may have a different set of skills that are more valuable, but they don't get paid for that, okay? Women are, as we discussed, better at multitasking than men, but we're not going to go into that. We're just talking about how the disparity goes on.
So now you're saying women are better in the workforce. Not only are they better at their jobs than men, they're getting paid less than men for better work ethic and work, is what you're telling me. Is that what you're saying?
No,
is that your argument right now?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you. That's what you're implying.
Well, I'm not saying that. Women are better workers than men and get paid less money. If that was really true, then they would be up in arms a lot more than they are right now.
Wait a second. You know, it's amazing to me because you guys don't even know that this goes on. Let me tell you a little story about Joanne Fleming, okay? I'm going to tell you a little story and then we'll go to a break. 1976, I worked as a bookkeeper in a maritime union company. All the members of the maritime union were males. So part of the benefits program, they extended the benefits to the office workers. We got the same benefits that the maritime seamen had. So it was a very nice package when you started there. But so I got married 4 weeks after I started the job there. To your father, Andrew, and I wanted to put him on the plan for the medical insurance and all those things that people do. And you're not going to believe this. You're going to fall off your chair. He was not allowed to be covered because the contract stated that the benefits extended to the employees and their wives because all the members of the union were males. So since I didn't have a wife and I had a husband, they told me that he was ineligible. Now, I was flabbergasted. I said, the guy behind me, he does the same job I do. He's married. His wife is covered. Yes. But I'm married and my husband's not covered. Yes. And what about that woman over there who's been sitting there? She's a middle-aged woman. She has a husband and three kids. She doesn't get coverage for her husband and her kids because he's not her wife. I was like, and I said to the woman, you accept that? She said, well, that's the rules. What can I do? I said, that's unacceptable. So
I marched
into my boss's office and I said to him, my husband needs to be covered. And he says, well, you know, the contract isn't written that way. I said, well, if he's not covered and you're not going to do anything about it, I'm going to NOW. Do you know what NOW is? National Organization of Women, led by Betty Friedan. You may have heard that name. This is part of the women's movement in the late 60s, early 70s. So he said to me, Joanne, you need to calm down. And I said, well, I don't know what to tell you, but my next visit is to the NOW office. So he says, just give me a week. And don't you know, a week later, he said, we've amended the rules and your husband's covered. I said, well, okay, that's good. And
look at you. You're a freedom fighter.
Well, but do you know that in 1976 that this existed? This is what happens in those days. This is what women have been fighting for, that we've had to fight for this.
You know, 100 years ago, women didn't even work.
And they didn't have a right to vote. And they always worked. They worked on the farms, but they didn't have a right to vote. Let's take a break for a minute and come back and continue talking, and I'm going to continue educating you. We'll be right back.
Today's program was brought to you by Fairway Market. Whether you are cooking for one or for a crowd, Fairway Market literally has everything you need for a fantastic meal. But if you don't feel like cooking, no worries, they cater. Check out fairwaymarket.com for more information. And be sure to check the new blog, On Our Plate, for weekly specials, health tips, and recipes.
Okay, Flash Talks Cash. She had Donna Summer tell you how it is. She works hard for her money, and he still makes more money than she does. Okay, we're back.
Is that what she thinks?
Well, that's what I say. Okay, now, worse than being a woman in the workforce and having to receive less pay than a man, it's even harder for a single mom to be in the workforce. And it's not that they earn less pay, but they're automatically, not automatically, but unfortunately, in the lowest brackets of salaries. They're in the poverty level. It's very, very sad. Single moms are at such a deficit that about 41% of single families with children under 18 are below the poverty level. Okay, so it's pretty rough for single moms to do this. Even single fathers with kids have a hard time, but it's still not as high as women. So, and only 9% of married couples with children are in the poverty level. So, single moms, that's not the way, that's even a harder route to take. So now I want to go to, this weekend is Father's Day, right? Yes, it is. It's Father's Day on Sunday. And so then, you know, I decided to look at, see, now there are some moms that stay home. They're stay-at-home moms. Or some of them work and they have to do that second job when they get home. And dads, too. By the way, stay-at-home dads have grown. They're about 3% of the population now of men in this country. So
sounds like a great life to me.
Yeah, well, so, but let me just, I'm going to tell you how much men's work is worth versus women's work at the home, okay?
Okay.
So women, you know, they have the gender gap, the wage gap, but when it comes to working at home, boy, they run circles around the men, okay? Let's see. Typically, daddy's duties include barbecuing, killing, killing bugs.
Right,
well, these are men's jobs at home. Mowing the lawn. This is typical of men's work when they go home when they have families.
Where'd you go up with this list? You watch like some TV from like
Excuse
Leave
me.
The Beaver, and you're like, this
Excuse
is what, this
me.
What
killing bugs seems dubious.
Killing bugs.
Is that a duty?
Yes, because, you know, babies and kids shriek when the bugs come out, and a lot of women go, oh, get your father, ah, they scream. So anyway, killing bugs is a
tip. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. And barbecuing, men take over those tongs, and they think that they are all of a sudden chef of the future. And they mow the grass.
Oh, my God.
So they mow the grass, they kill the bugs, they, you know, this is what they do.
And they cook the meat on the open fire.
Right, and you know
Got
that's
it.
True.
And that's
you
all we
know
do.
That's
all we do.
True.
They take out the trash, right?
Well, I don't even know if that's their job. I think the kids take out the
mice?
Trash.
Killing mice, too?
Well, they catch the mice.
They catch the mice. They don't kill the mice anymore?
Sounds like cats that know how to cook. Like
I
killing
know,
bugs and mice.
Why don't you have a glorified cat?
All right, so do you know the value of
Get
the
an
men's?
Owl.
You know,
What's
if
up?
You were to hire, okay, so whatever the men also, they do a little nurturing for their kids. They drive their kids around.
What's your point here?
I'm going to tell you. Hold on. They drive their kids. So you'd have to hire, you know, a van driver. If you were to go out and hire professionals, you know, who work in this field, you know, you need a psychologist, you need somebody who knows how to do laundry, and, you know, a groundskeeper and a maintenance worker, all these things that the job that right so that the men do, the value of their work at the home for the year is approximately $20,000.
Okay.
Now what about a woman? What do you think the value of what she does? Because she still does. She still does
33% less,
most of the cooking, most of the cleaning, most of the nursing of all the wounds. And what do you think that she would rack up? If you had to pay all those professionals to do this, a cook, a driver, a CEO.
$15,000. I'm done.
She would be earning over $60,000. So,
well, it depends where you find the people that you're paying these.
Well, they're just
jobs.
Using average median payroll for these types of workers, okay? Now let's move on. Now you got
this, but wait, it's a stay-at-home mom. So you include the dad's salary on the $15,000 or the $20,000? So if he's bringing home $100,000, mm-hmm. so he's making $120,000, mom's making $60,000. It's worth it for her to stay home while dad goes out and, you know, makes money.
Yeah, it's worth it, yeah. Okay. So,
is it not?
No. No. The answer is no.
Okay, so your point is moot.
Now, suppose you are. Now, this might apply to some of our listeners, and maybe Joe and Andrew will hear this and you'll be horrified when you hear this, frankly, because neither one of you have any kids. So I'm going to tell you how much it costs to hire and pay a babysitter in New York City. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
$35,000 a year.
Parents in New York City are dishing out the highest hourly rate for babysitters, $15.50 an hour. Typical average, okay?
That's like $36,000 a year.
And if you have three kids, the average hourly rate is probably around $20 for three kids.
Okay. That's $40,000 a year.
Nationally, the average rate is $12.75 an hour. And the average booking, this is not to go to work. This is pretty much for entertainment and outside of going to work. I'm not talking about nannies so much because that's even another whole story. So the average booking for a job when you go out nationally is $67. When you want to go out with your friends or you want to go out to dinner, the cost of dinner plus the babysitter, $67. That's nationally. In New York, it's even worse. But it's competitive now because there's a lot of college students and graduates that are looking for babysitting jobs because, let's face it, this is pretty high-paying work compared to some of the other things that they can find, right? It's sure beats paying working in Starbucks, right? Or supermarket.
Yeah. More than a retail job by far.
Yeah. And the nannies and the college graduates with early childhood education command even higher fees, $16 to $22 an hour. So
seems reasonable.
The steep price makes date night a rare treat for most parents. I mean, think about it. Besides going out to eat or going to a movie or whatever you're doing, you got this thing going on. In Park Slope in Brooklyn, they found 53% of the neighborhood parents said they don't go out more because they can't afford it. It's too expensive.
You make these choices when you go into having kids.
Yeah,
you
but
have
this
to figure
is,
out
this
what
is
your budget is. And
let me tell you.
You have to account for this.
Can I tell you?
If you can't account for this and you don't foresee these expenses, then don't have any goddamn kids.
Can I tell you? I used to babysit when I was in high school. Do you know what I used to get paid?
$3 an hour.
75 cents an hour. That's
but
how
you're
much.
You undervalued your services.
75 cents an hour. 1968, 69, 70. That's what I used to get paid. Okay. No matter what the cost, some parents are willing to pay, and they pay. And they pay, one woman said she pays an average of $150 to go out, to the babysitter, to go out with her husband for the night.
One night?
Yeah, $158. I mean, she must go out. I mean, you go out at 7 o'clock at night, you come home 4 in the morning. What do I know? I don't know what she's
doing. Well, that's crazy.
Well, I don't know what she's doing, but that's how much. Maybe she has three kids and costs a lot of money. I have no idea. Maybe she went out. Maybe she went to a wedding. I don't know. You know what I mean? So it pays to have some family close by because that's going to be a big savings. One woman says, I ask all my babysitters to have CPR and first aid training. That's
well,
pretty
crazy.
Talk. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? So that could be driving up the
cost.
Does
she know CPR first aid? No, she doesn't even know it herself.
I know. I was thinking that. I mean, as a parent, I didn't even know CPR.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy, isn't it? But
that's ridiculous.
Well, that's
totally believe it, though.
That's what goes on in New York City. They're a little over the top in some places about their kids, right?
I wonder how much it costs for a dog walker.
Dog walkers.
Also a lot.
They do well.
A lot of people treat their dogs like their kids. So
yeah, they don't have any children.
It's like probably like $10 an hour, if not more.
You don't get paid by the hour.
No, you don't get paid by the hour. You get paid by the walk.
So he's making like $40-$50 an hour.
Yeah, I think if you get $10 or $15 a walk and you're doing five dogs.
No, I had a friend who used to, this wasn't in New York City, but this was in Baltimore. He used to walk dogs. I went out with him one day. We started at 7 a.m.
Yes.
And 12-hour day, made $250.
That's not bad.
It's not bad for walking dogs around.
Yeah, but that's 12 hours. That's a long day.
Yeah, but you're not walking dogs 12 hours straight. You take a break.
An hour,
you go.
Yeah, $20
an hour. You're not walking dogs the whole time.
No, yeah, you go take a break, eat a sandwich. You're walking around the park.
It's all good as long as the weather's cool. But you know, on a rainy, cruddy, cold day, it's hard to be out there because you're on the street a long time.
Well,
right?
You don't take the dog out that far anyway because no one wants their dog out in the rain.
Yeah,
you take the dog out. You still charge them $10 for the hour, and you take them to the corner and run back inside.
Right.
Come on now, let's be realistic. And that's a lot better turnover than babysitting. If you're stuck there with like maybe two kids, you're making maybe $15 an hour.
No, babysitting's a good gig, I gotta tell you.
But kids like cry and demand stuff.
Wait, not if you're watching the kid at night, parents are going out for dinner,
that's true.
A movie. You put the kid to bed, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
For like 2 hours, and you can't put it back to sleep.
Well, you know, because you don't have any experience, but most kids don't cry for 2 hours. Most kids.
I did that once. I babysat like twice.
Yeah.
One time the kid cried all night, and I didn't know what to do. So then, you know, it was an awful night.
Well, that's how it was with you. Nobody ever wanted to babysit you, Andrew, because you cried all night. But
I know, exactly.
Yeah. But
it's karma.
But frankly, babysitting, you know, especially once you get past that babysitting, once you get to a toddler, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, 6, 8, 10 years old, they're okay. They watch TV. They play their games.
So, why don't these parents who can't afford to go out do like a little parent pool or something like, you bring your kid to my house on Thursday.
Yeah.
I bring my kid to your house on Friday.
Yeah.
I like pool it up like that.
Well, sounds
money,
like a bartering
and
episode.
Do it that way.
It's a barter. That's a barter. But frankly, some of these people work during the week. You know, and they really don't want to come home at night after a day at work. Sometimes they don't even get home that early, you know, to
well,
do
saying,
something.
Like, figure it out in your schedule. Like, all right, you know, this week I'm not going to go out, but next week I want to go out.
Yes.
Now I want to pay $150.
Well,
so
I think
like,
that,
hey, I'll take your kid this week. You take my kid next week.
I think that
think
does go on. I think that does go on. I really do. However,
it makes sense.
No, of course. But if you want to go out with your friend that does the babysitting with you, you know, who swaps out the babysitting.
Well, you find a third person. Increase your pool here. Come on.
No, it's true. It's true. But, you know, frankly, I got to tell you, a lot of parents that work all week, Monday to Friday, you know, they put in their long hours and they make good money. They want to reward themselves on Saturday night. They like to go out and say, I want mommy and daddy time.
You can go outside the pool if you want, but, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, well,
that's
a good idea. Anyway, in New York City, it's pretty absurd.
And women don't make as much money because they're not in the workforce nearly as long as men are. And then they like to leave and come back. It's they're different animals.
I feel like
and
I also
say
have to
that we should all earn the same amount is ridiculous.
No, I don't.
I think you have to also look at the fact that like if you look at like the highest paying jobs like the white collar CEOs, none of them are women. I mean, I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying that's probably a result of discrimination.
It absolutely is. It's called the glass ceiling.
That's another whole
show we could do.
Right.
Women don't get promoted. And you know what? The most promotable women and the highest ranked women in this country are almost always single women or at least women who don't have children. Because women who have children are perceived. It's only a perception. To be more interested in their families than they are in their job. It's not true.
They're not focusing as much on work.
It's not true.
As someone who's not.
It's
definitely
not true. And the gender gap, the wage gap is still out there. But I'm glad that you guys, I made you a little aware that it still goes on. It's still unfair.
I rationalized it in my head. I figured out why I wouldn't make less money. It's okay.
It's
how the world
today.
Should be.
No, it's not the way it should be. And stop talking like that, Drew. You weren't raised that way, okay? It's not fair. So we're going to say goodbye. Thank you, Andrew, for checking in on the telephone this week. It's been great. And Joe, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.